Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here. Yesterday was International Tabletop Day. I had a blast. Did not play any Star Realms at all, actually. Much less than I would on the app. Nothing on the tabletop because I was having an event with about 20 students and a couple teachers. A few more than that, maybe. We gave away a big pile of games. Had a raffle. I played Rising 5 a couple times. Lost both. Played 5-player Spectre Ops, which includes a traitor. Very fun. Played Cat Lady, which was a gift from my wife. So it was a great day. But I have an interesting Star Realms question that's come up. Let's get right to that. Okay, here it is. Question of the daytime. This is a circumstance I ran into the other day and posted on Facebook and got some very interesting and controversial debate on, let's say. Here's the game. I'm second player. Turn one, my opponent buys Cutter. Left on the row is a mining mech, a supply bot, a cargo pod, an orbital platform, and a central office. And they have two Vipers left in their deck, which means if you do the math out, there's about a 48% chance that they have three money on their next turn, and a 52% chance that they have $4 and can afford the mining mech. The question is, as a player in my position, do you consider passing up on the obviously better card, mining mech, even though you have $4, instead take the cheaper supply bot on the chance that they will pull three and not be able to afford the mining mech? And this is, I think, something that happens pretty frequently in the game, especially in the digital form where you can see their discard pile, or their draw deck, rather, and you can say, okay, next turn they have maximum this amount, so I'm going to make this play to deny them this other play. I think that's really smart, and you're always thinking about trade-offs. The question in this case, which I think we disagreed on, is really how far of a jump is it and how far behind are you? I will pop on later and maybe read some of these comments out, but I will tell you, Brian Mack and Brian Stupid, he thought that, his take was something like, I like to make plays to try to win the game, and if this pulls through, then you are way ahead. Derek Thompson Alderin said that if he doesn't, if it doesn't work out and they pull four, you're way behind. And I'm not even sure I know what's true about the various positions. So let's consider this. Let's say that I take mining mech, which is the straight ahead play, and then they take supply bot, and let's say I take cargo pod or orbital platform. Either way, am I in a better position? It depends what falls in behind these cards, of course, but we both have one scrapper. I have an econ advantage. They have a heal advantage. It's basically split. Let's just say it's basically split half and half. And I don't even know which one I would take, orbital platform or cargo pod. It would depend on what came in behind. It's basically a split. Now, if I go ahead and I have supply bot and mining mech for my first deck and they have, let's say, cutter and cargo pod, I am definitely ahead. My deck is going to look better in the next couple decks. So I think that makes, if it pulls off, it's definitely way better than if I make a safe play. Now let's look at the other side. If I don't, they take mining mech and I get cargo, supply bot and cargo pod. Am I in that much of a worse position? Not really, actually. I don't think so. I'm not sure I realized that or recognized that at the time. Yes, mining mech is a way, way, way better card than supply bot. But when you have a cargo pod with it, you're doing about the same things. So comparing the two cases in which we split the scrappers, I'm not substantially further behind in the case where they have mining mech and I don't. So in my read at this point in time is that I probably should have taken the supply bot and left for them cargo pod, orbital platform, and mining mech and hope that they pull three. Now, here's what happened in the game. I did not pull that trigger. I bought the mining mech, played a little safer, and my opponent did have four. So, you know, we can now make up what we want about the statistics based on the result. But I still think that what I said is the right play. It's also the case that I ended up winning this game. But of course, long term, that didn't have much to do with this play, I don't think. All of the circumstances we just described were pretty flat, pretty even. And anyway, this is an interesting conundrum. So more on this to come. Looking back over the comments, it does seem as though most players, Darklighter included, Alderin included, said that you should go for the mining mech because it's just an obvious play. It's just so good. I've already told you my thoughts. I think that it was the right thing to do to go to Supply Bot, but I didn't do that, and I won anyway. I will say that Brian Stupid agreed with me insofar as that I should go Supply Bot, as did Alex Klemp, who I don't think I've talked about on the minicast before, but Klemp is a tremendous, excellent Star Realms player. So it's just an interesting conundrum. There's stuff on both sides of this thing, and that's part of what makes this game so great, is that even so many thousands of games in, I mean, you think about Darklighter and Bri is Stupid, those guys have like, oh God, I don't even know now, over 50,000 games between them. One of them might have that. I don't even know the numbers. And they're on opposite sides of this thing. They don't know what's right, what's the right play. Klemp, I will tell you, went so far as to say that I was already behind because they took Cutter slightly, and that this would push me way ahead. So, I agree. This is great. I think I have one more thing to add to the discussion. I'll see if I can find that. All right, I found it. This was a game I played against Hypaspist. Also last night, ran into the exact same scenario, except I was on the other end. I don't think Ryan Powell had seen this or not, but I didn't see my post, I mean. I bought Cutter turn one with $3, just like my opponent in the other game. The trade row was Ram, Battle Station, Recycling Station, Barter World, and I think Blob Destroyer. And he ran into the same circumstance. I had a 48% chance to only pull three, and, you know, I was guaranteed to get Ram, or Battle Station, much weaker on turn one, but there was a chance I'd have four. Instead of taking a good four, he took Ram for himself and left me Recycling Station, Barter World, all the things I just said, Blob Destroyer, and something else filled in more expensive, I think. And I pulled $3. So I definitely felt, on the other end of that, I felt how bad this thing can go, because I had to settle for, I think, Explorer, because Battle Station wasn't a... I don't know. Now I can't remember if I took Battle Station to soak the five from Ram. I don't think so. So I'm just telling you, hey, and I actually spoke to Hypaspist after, and I said, you know, is that intentional, or did you think about that, or did you just want Ram, or what? And he said, no, that was absolutely intentional. I tried to stick you with that, and I'm always thinking about what I can do to my opponents that way. So great play by Hypaspist there, and one of these things you got to look out for, how much money is my opponent going to have, and how big a difference is it if I can stick them with the worst card, basically, and get both of the good ones. So look out for that. One last thing to add here is that I did end up winning both of the games I described, even though I did not get the benefit of this tricky play we're talking about. So you just got to remember, no one play is really going to break this game, make it fall apart, with very few exceptions. It's a game of inches, and you've got to play 100% for the whole thing. So keep that in mind. I'll see you next time. And until then, I will see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.